Welcome to We Sing Our Faith, sharing the music and ministry of today's Catholic recording artists. I am your host, Julie Carrick, and it is my privilege to share my fellow artists with you. Welcome to this week's episode of We Sing Our Faith. This one is a very, very special episode. I know that many times I say that as I begin each week, but this one is a tribute to my dad. My dad is Thaddeus Raymond Adel. He was born on December the 8th on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception in 1938 in Chicago, Illinois, while his parents, Francis and Raymond Adel, were both working there, though they were both originally from Michigan. And when my dad was just a toddler, about 18 months old, they moved back to Manistee, Michigan, and that is where he was raised. And I want today not to be a sadness of his passing, but a celebration of the life of a man who absolutely loves our Lord. And I had such an extreme privilege to be able to be with my dad just a couple of days before he passed. I was actually able to be with him up in northern Arizona, and I brought him down here to Scottsdale, where they treated him very, very well, but his little heart really had done all of the work that God was expecting of it to do. And my father passed into new life on July the 23rd, just 2 days prior to the 61st wedding anniversary of him and my mom, Joan. So I hope you'll pray along with me today as we honor the life of an amazing man. And I want to begin with his absolute favorite song. It is the song Only a Shadow. And I had such a great joy in my heart when I was recording this song about a year and a half ago, because I knew it was his favorite, and I always wanted to record his favorite song, Only a Shadow. So we're going to begin with that today, Only a Shadow.
The love I have for you, O Lord, is only a shadow of your love for me. Only a shadow of your love for me. Your deep abiding in me, your deep joy we share today, oh Lord, is only a shadow of your joys for us. Only a shadow of your joys for us. When we meet face,
one of the things that I was raised with in this incredible, beautiful Catholic faith of ours was my father teaching me about the mercy of Christ, about the incredible mercy that that God offers us, especially when we are in relationship with God. And more than once, on a visit, it didn't matter how often we would see each other, Dad would talk about his gratitude of the mercy of God. And that beautiful divine mercy is something that my mom actually brought to our diocese here many, many years ago after she had studied with the folks in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, who we know have done such a beautiful job of sharing this great and lovely devotion of the divine mercy. And to hear Dad lead the chaplet or just to talk about the mercy, it was real to him. Knowing that we are all sinners, that we all need our Savior, every visit, Dad at some point would mention his gratitude of the mercy of God and how incredible God is to offer us mercy. And so that's going to take us to our next song today. This is a very, very early recording in my ministry, and it's the song Mercy. I want to share that with you again in honor of my dad today.
The ocean of my mercy, the waves will lift and catch you as you fall. Dive into the river of redemption, let the running waters carry sin away. Life-giving waters springing forth to life anew.
you have the opportunity to look on YouTube for that song under Julie Carrick, Mercy. Lake Michigan is the beautiful body of water that we recorded that music video at, along with the beautiful River Jordan in the Holy Lands, and that beautiful Mercy image of that water just cleansing and restoring and refreshing us. And as we are right now preparing for Dad's funeral, and we will hear those beautiful words that in baptism we die with Christ so that we will be raised with him to new life through baptism and through his mercy and through his grace. All of these incredible things that I had such a gift to be raised in our faith. And one of the other incredible parts of our faith, of course, is the Blessed Mother. And as I mentioned, my dad was born on her feast day, on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, December the 8th. We have two family members, both my dad and my sister-in-law, Shelley, both have the privilege of that birthday. And the incredible devotion that my dad had for Mama Mary, and just the beautiful way that he taught each of us kids the beautiful devotion of the rosary, that beautiful Hail Mary prayer. We would sit at table after dinner every evening, and we would pray the rosary as a family and then read from scripture. We'd take a chapter a night, and we went through the entire Bible. But the devotion that my dad had and the way that he would explain, I mean, Mary is so, so close. I mean, she's the mother of our Savior. Who better to ask intercession than she who was closest to Christ as his mother? And so the Ave Maria that I opted to share with you today is the Gounod, the Bach Gounod. And again, recording this one was such a privilege. And I'm just very grateful that I can share my music today as we share the life of Thaddeus, or as we know him, Ted, or Papa Ted, or G-Pa, Grandpa, Gramps, all these beautiful names. But the name that he loved to pray the most often was the name of Mary, asking her intercession to take us close to the heart of her son.
Ave Maria.
The other thing that I learned from my dad was the importance of a daily prayer life. He witnessed it, not so much in the, you know, extravagant words or time, or, but just those daily moments. You know, as a child, I was raised knowing that at 6 and noon and 6, that little short prayer, the Angelus, was important to keep us in daily communication with our Lord. And the beautiful prayer, the Angelus, reminding us of that, the intimacy of the relationship that Christ has with each of us. And through the Holy Spirit, when he was conceived in the womb of his mother, our blessed Mama Mary, and how beautiful it is just throughout the day as he was working or driving or just being, those little pauses throughout the day to pray. And so the Angelus, and of course this one I just recorded this past year on that beautiful new Christmas project called Come to the Manger. But this prayer, the Angelus, I love this prayer and this beautiful reminder that this daily moment by moment, as we are in conversation asking for the gentle repose of his soul and the souls of all the faithful departed, asking Mama Mary to intercede. And so we're going to go to that one next today, the Angelus. From me, your host, Julie Carrick, the project is Come to the Manger.
The angel of God declared unto Mary, and she gave her heart, her soul, her yes. And she conceived of the Holy Spirit, and the angel sang. Oh, the angel says, Gloria in excelsis Deo. Oh, chosen beauty, perfect love, bride of the
one more Mama Mary song, and this one comes from a project that I recorded quite a few years ago now called Lend Me Your Heart. And it's the beautiful old hymn, On This Day, O Beautiful Mother. On This Day, O Beautiful Mother. And the reminder that we come as supplicant children, asking Mama Mary, especially during difficult moments in life, these difficult moments where we watch a loved one literally take their last breaths, and we know that the soul is returning home to the Lord. We don't take for granted. You know, so many times when we hear about a loved one passing, we want to kind of make our own hearts tender by saying, oh, they're with the Lord, or they are immediately, you know, heaven just got a new angel. Well, they don't get angels. The angels are already there. But we are each called to a life that eventually leads us to sainthood. But in the process, we know that God, who is both merciful, is also righteous. And I remember Dad saying, you know, kind of the words that I pray as well, don't assume that when I close my eyes in death, I've opened them in heaven. Because for the vast majority of us, we have the mercy of purgatory. But it is still a time of purgation, is a time where we are asking our precious Lord to prepare our souls to enter into the magnificence of the splendor of God in heaven. But without purgatory, the soul could not be prepared. And so we pray for the souls in purgatory. And in this song, On This Day, O Beautiful Mother, we are once again asking her intercession. We're asking her, sweet Mama Mary, please intercede for us. On this day, we come before you asking in supplication that you would draw us close in the mercy of your Son. And so as we hear this song today from the project Lend Me Your Heart, On This Day, O Beautiful Mother, please join me in prayer for all of the souls of the faithful departed who are taking this time in purgatory to be prepared to enter into the majestic perfection of heaven. And let's take a few moments and pray this song together.
On this day, O beautiful try.
Again, if you've just joined me today on We Sing Our Faith, I am your host, Catholic recording artist, mission presenter, and author, Julie Carrick. It is always a privilege to spend this hour with you. And today, in a very special episode, we are praying for the repose of the soul of my daddy, Thaddeus Adel. He's known as Ted. And the music that I have chosen to share with you today is a reminder for all of us that as our loved ones close their eyes in death, we pray for the repose of their souls, asking our merciful Savior Jesus to take them to be with Him as soon as possible in heaven. And through the intercession of our Blessed Mother, through Saint Joseph and our guardian angels and all the saints, that their time of purgation is swift and that they are soon in the presence of God for all eternity. My father also taught me the importance of the Eucharist. He taught me the beauty of who I will receive every time I dare to approach the Eucharistic banquet and to open my mouth and to receive on my tongue the precious perfection of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. The hours that were spent in Eucharistic adoration throughout our lives, and the witness of the need to come before the Lord and to hear Him as He spoke in Capernaum that day, "Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you do not have life within you." My Father has life within Him because of who He received at the Eucharistic banquet throughout His entire life. And so I wanted to share the title track from the Eucharist Project, "I Take You at Your Word," because I do take God at His word, as Mama Mary taught us, and as the apostles before taught us, and the saints before us taught us the importance of taking God at His word, of who He says He is in the Eucharist, and then to humble ourselves, to come before the Lord and to receive Him. So this song, honoring Jesus Christ in the Eucharist, "I Take You at Your Word."
The maiden fair so long ago was praying in her room. Your messenger who spoke to her said life was coming soon. And with her yes, she came to know the Word of God in flesh. I learned from her to listen well and take you at your word. The 12 you chose would journey through 3 years they'd spend with you. You spoke to them in parables. Take you at your word. wheat made bread and grapes pressed down. There's so much more that's here. What passed my lips as food, O Lord? Oh, may my heart possess in purity the love you gave for all eternity, that I may stay this close to you and take you at your word. My heart is overwhelmed with love that you would come to me in such a way, so intimate, becoming one with me. No longer bread, no longer wine, but you, my risen Lord. You gave your life that I may live. I take you.
Now, the next song that I want to share is a beautiful, beautiful old hymn, All Creatures of Our God and King. And I will never forget the moment that I was recording my vocals on this song and how appropriate it is that as we take an episode to honor my dad and the fact that he has gone on to new life. But I remember as I was singing that verse that says, O kind and gentle death, waiting to hush our final breath. It is in that moment of dying when our final breath leaves our body and our soul begins that journey home to the Lord. And I remember Scott Leader looking through the glass, and at the moment that I was singing that, I was dealing with lung cancer. And as I sang that line, O kind and gentle death, waiting to hush our final breath, Scott kind of broke down and he said, I think I need to give you a hug. And I said, okay, let's pause, but this is okay. I said, I think I need to give you a hug. And Kurt was sitting there and everyone kind of took a moment just to hug and to say, you know what? Every breath we have belongs to our precious Lord. And someday our breath, yes, it goes back to him. Man, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. But the soul goes home to the Lord, and it is something to be celebrated. And as hard as it is to say goodbye, it's more important to remember where my Father is journeying home to. And it is through the passage of death, and on the other side is life. And God came to us in the form of man in Jesus Christ to conquer death and to open wide those doors of heaven. And so this song today is so appropriate.
O creatures of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing. Oh, praise him. Alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beam, thou silver moon with softer gleam. Oh, praise him. Oh, praise him. Alleluia. 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 Thou rushing wind that art so strong, clouds that sail in heaven along. Oh, praise him. Alleluia. Thou rising moon in praise rejoice. Ye lights of evening find your voice. Oh, praise him. Oh, praise him. thy Lord to hear.
Dad would not be complete without the beautiful old hymn, How Great Thou Art. You know, growing up in Michigan as a young girl, and then as my family moved to Arizona many, many years ago, the splendor of God's creation, you know, the beauty of Lake Michigan is like an ocean. The waves, the beauty of that fresh water and the life that is in it, and the realization of the beauty of God's creation. God, how great thou art. And going through the woods as a young girl, and the camping trips with Dad and Mom and the rest of the siblings, and going out to the lake and through the woods and through the winters, and watching the majesty of the leaves changing in the fall. And then as Dad and Mom and my younger siblings moved to Arizona, and then I eventually followed them here, it was amazing to see the majesty of the mountains, the majesty of the, you know, all of the creation that literally just honors God by being there, and the soul proclaiming, my God, how great thou art. And the beauty of the line of the song, you know, when I think that God, his son not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in. He loves us that much that he's willing to die for us to bring us home to him someday. Oh, it's perfect.
Oh, Lord, my God. In awesome wonder, come
Again, if you've just joined us today on We Sing Our Faith, I'm your host, Julie Carrick, Catholic recording artist, inspirational speaker and author, and daughter. All of this information can be found at WeSingOurFaith.org. WeSingOurFaith.org. That's the site. The toll-free number is 1-888-880-6874. And we're here to connect you. As we go to the top of the hour, I want to save the best song for last, and it's the song, Isn't It Amazing? Now, this song was actually penned by my husband, Kurt, and I love the fact that as Kurt was writing this song, one of the verses in here, and it's the second verse, and it goes, "A man falls from a ladder in a small Midwest town. His life flashes before him, then he squarely hits the ground. Fearing death and injury, but a smile comes to his face. He walked away unharmed, a gift of grace." That's a little more than just falling from the ladder. What actually happened to my dad that day, because that verse was written about him, is as an engineer and electrician, my dad was actually electrocuted that day. And it shattered bones, it shattered it's just an amazing amount of damage to his body. But when they took him into the emergency, the doctor came out, he handed my mother my dad's rosary that had fallen from his pocket, and he said, "This is the only reason Ted is alive. The man survived an electrocution." Now, ultimately, the damage that it did to his heart after all of those years, that little ticker was all done working. But he lived to 81, even after electrocution. The man loved the Lord. He put his trust in the Lord. So the song to take us to the top of the hour today, Isn't It Amazing?
Isn't it amazing?
Isn't it amazing?
Isn't it a shame when gifts come from somewhere without a name? Shouldn't we recognize? He squarely hits the ground, fearing death or injury, then a smile comes to his face. He walks away unharmed, the gift of grace. Isn't it amazing?
Isn't it amazing?
Isn't it a shame when gifts come from somewhere without a name? Shouldn't we recognize? They feel their faith is tested, yet they still believe. A babe without a mother or a father to her name. Two prayers have just been answered, the gift of grace. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it a shame when gifts come from somewhere without a name? Shouldn't we? When gifts come from somewhere without a name, shouldn't we recognize?
Again, thank you for taking this time with me today, and thank you for allowing me to share this episode very special about my dad. And if I may ask, please pray for the gentle and tender repose of his soul in your kindness. And please know that every single day we pray for all of your intentions. And if there is anyone in your life who has passed and you would like us to pray for the gentle, tender repose of their soul, please email me their names so that we might add them to the novenas that we are praying for my dad. And we will be including all of your special loved ones who are passing into new life as well. And you can do that at wesingourfaith.org. WeSingOurFaith.org. Send me that email. I'll be honored to pray for your loved ones. Now, until next week, may God bless you and keep you.
All Catholic, all the time. This is the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
This is Mike and Alicia Hernan with a Messy Family Minute. My mother raised 10 children, and now she has over 45 grandchildren all over the country. That's a lot of marriages, children, and relationships to be worried about, but she's adopted a wise saying that we will give to you. Worrying is against my religion.
Kids are absolutely unpredictable, and the media tends to fill our minds with the latest crisis. Concerns for our kids is good because we want to protect them. But we have to recognize that there are things we cannot control. Those things belong to God. When we take responsibility from God for things that we can't control, that causes worry.
In Matthew 6, our Lord says to us very clearly that He knows all of our needs, and He does not want us to worry about tomorrow. He doesn't promise us an easy life of rainbows and sunshine, but He does say He will always be with us, no matter what difficulties we may encounter. For more encouragement and insight, visit us at messyfamilyminute.org.
Hi, I'm Father Mike Driscoll, and I am excited to be co-hosting This Spirit World along with Debbie Giorgiani every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern. We are exploring the strange and wonderful world of angels, demons, saints, mystical experiences, miracles, sacraments, and even our own souls and relationships. Call in, ask us your questions, and tell us your stories. I'm Father Mike Driscoll, and I can't wait to hear from you on The Spirit World.
Have you ever heard someone say that we should stop opposing things like abortion and same-sex unions because there's simply nothing we can do about it? You can't prevent that stuff because it's inevitable, so just accept it. Well, G.K. Chesterton says that the other word for inevitability is impenitence. We have let ourselves be dominated by the notion that there's no turning back. This idea is rooted in materialism and the denial of free will. Now, this modern refusal to undo what has been done is not only an intellectual fault, it's a moral fault also. It's not merely our mental inability to understand the mistake we have made, it's also our spiritual refusal to admit that we have made a mistake.
Spend more time with the Apostle of Common Sense. Visit Chesterton.org for more information.